These weren't the greatest boards in the world, but they were still pretty sweet. Even Savannah got one. John, Steven, Sav, and I spent the rest of our time skating all around the convention area and around the hotels near Disneyland. Sometimes Savannah couldn't keep up with us, so I jumped off my board and hung back with her. And I wasn't just being nice. By this point, I was seriously starting to crush on her. John, Steven, and I were flying back to Alabama in a couple days, and I wanted to spend as much time with Savannah as I could. At one point, we stopped by the hotel where John, Steven, and I were staying during VidCon, and I FaceTimed my family back in Alabama. Savannah got to meet Lily that way. My little sister seemed surprised to see a girl with me. Later that evening, we all decided we were hungry and ended up at a nearby IHOP. I wanted to do more than just eat. I wanted to get to know Savannah better and for her to get to know me. I only knew one way to do that. After we sat down at our table and ordered our food, I said to Savannah, "Listen, we don't know you that well, and it might not be any of our business, so if I'm overstepping any boundaries, just tell me. Are you married? Or are you with Everly's dad? We follow you on Instagram, so I've seen pictures of him with you." Savannah just laughed and said, "No to both. He's still a part of Everly's life, but we are not together." I didn't say it, but inside I let out a big, whew. This was what I wanted to hear. I then said something like, "I know answering questions like that can seem a little awkward, so why don't we go around the table and just talk about our relationship status and tell a little more about ourselves?" John Steven volunteered to start. He opened up about mistakes he made in the past and how God had forgiven him and set him free. Now he had a really serious girlfriend he wanted to marry. I appreciated his honesty. That's how John Steven is. He is very open about all that God has done in his life. I know him opening up made it easier for Savannah to do the same. After John Steven, it was my turn. I told Savannah that I was also a really strong Christian and how important God was in my life. "I do not have a girlfriend now, and I've never had one," I told her. Then I explained why. I told her that I wanted to get married someday and that I wouldn't date anyone I could not see myself marrying. I could have dated girls in the past, and there have been some I liked, but I chose not to date them because I take all this really seriously. When I start dating someone, I'm going to be thinking about marriage someday, and if I can't see that, I'm not going to date them. Then I turned to Savannah. I asked her, "Are you a Christian? Or do you have any kind of religious beliefs?" "Yeah, I'm a Christian," she said. Then she started telling us her story of how she grew up in a Christian home and how her mom and dad had been very strong believers. That all changed when her family moved to Southern California, but her dad stayed in San Jose. The hardest part of the story for me was hearing how her dad had cheated on her mother and their 27-year marriage ended in divorce. I know I would have been devastated if that had happened to me. My heart broke for Savannah having to have lived through that. Talking about her parents then led her to talk about her high school boyfriend, who cheated on her, and how that led her to dating Everly's dad. "He wasn't the best guy," she said, "but I dated him anyway." Dating him led to her making some bad decisions about partying, and then she ended up pregnant. I admired the way Savannah never made any excuses about her past. Savannah accepted where she was, and was now doing her best to build a good life for Everly and herself. While she admitted she regretted decisions she made, she did not regret Everly. I had watched the two of them together. Savannah was the best mom I had ever seen. It was obvious she loved her daughter more than anything in the world. Man, I'd been crushing on Savannah before this talk at IHOP, but now I had so much respect and admiration for this girl. I really fell for her, even though she was very different from the girl I had always imagined I'd fall in love with. Was it possible that God might have bigger plans than anything we could ever come up with? After eating at IHOP, I wanted to spend even more time with Savannah. We only had one more day of VidCon before John Steven and I flew back to Alabama. I suggested we go see a movie. Savannah was open to it, and John Steven said he'd go. I didn't just want to go see a movie. I had a plan. We went to see a scary movie. I sat next to Savannah with my hand.